the great celebrations in Shanghai, you know, and I was out on a parade on duty that night, and there were millions of Chinese, as thick as your fingers, all around. I was in, and of course everything was quiet and both all the celebrating. But I remember that very well, that we were parading the streets that night.
Well, now, as part of the Shanghai Volunteers, this was the closest y'all came to witnessing any of World War One, was it not? This was the most effect that it had upon you.
We didn't. Of course, the Germans were fighting out there too. The Germans were trying to disrupt shipping. You know, they would. I knew the captain, von something. I forget his name now. Anyhow, he got on a German ship, a destroyer, called the Emden, and he every British ship he would overtake, he would sink it on their route from Shanghai to Singapore to India to the Suez Canal. And he was a terror there, you know. He knew all the, he'd been a captain on the ship there, and he knew how to get away. And for about a year there, the shipping was terrible. They couldn't do anything on account of this raider.
Well, y'all broke all relationships with all of the German element in China during the war then?
No, we didn't. We did break relationship with them. This particular instance, the German raider was on the outside, on the ocean.
Uh-huh.
I noticed one thing. I was over there, the Chinese had a habit of a man would build himself up to be a brilliant soldier, a brilliant leader, and they'd assassinate him. They did that to a lot of them. They were killing them all the good men who were trying to kill them all.
Do you think this was part of the reason that China could not get itself together as a major power for so long, is because of that?
I don't know why that was. Of course, there were factions. The viceroy here and the viceroy there, you know, the factions were against each other. And that's the way they did it. I remember I was down 100 miles below Peking in a place called Shijiazhuang, and we, like six of us, living in a big hotel built for a railroad junction place. We had our living quarters there. And General Wang had charge of about 15,000 troops there, and they sent a messenger down from Peking and to promote him. And the assassin handed him a scroll, promoted him, and shot him, killed him dead. You see, that's your promotion. And the great riot there, all those 15,000 troops, you know. And we were scared to death. We thought they would come to get us. As a matter of fact, the French, about 100 Frenchmen living in that compound that ran that railroad I'm telling you about up there. And we talked to them. They said, if you want to come over, we'll protect you and we can stay in our compound. But so far as coming over to help you, we can't do that. So we barricaded our doors. As a matter of fact, we had gotten in some money, about $10,000 of hard silver, you know. And we took that and carried it up in the attic, and they didn't bother us. You know, that's the time you'll find pictures in there where they cut off some heads, and I, right in front of my house, and I had my glasses right on them, looking at them, cut these heads off. And an American friend of mine was standing right by me, said, I'm about to faint, but it didn't affect me that way. But these ones that cut their head off, they did a little looting, that's all they did. But the whole city was, and they burnt the city.
Was there any particular reason why they cut their heads off right in front of your house?
No, I don't know why they picked that place. They did it right there. There's an open space in front of us, you know, and they did that. I remember one fellow, they make him kneel down, you know, and take his cue and pull it over like that and whack his head off with a great big sword. And one of them moved his head just a little, and he missed his neck and cut through here. And he cursed him. He cursed the dead body and took his sword and wiped it off by raking it through his hip. He raked it through to wipe his sword off that way.
Mm. Okay.
But those missionaries, they do the missionaries that way. Several times they conquered would have an uprising and take the missionary compound. So you see, the missionaries were way around the interior, and they had no protection but themselves and their compound. And they murdered all of them the way. I don't know which ones, but they murdered men, women, and children.
Well, the missionaries were not too successful in their mission there, were they? Did they socialize with you businessmen any at all?
Not much. No, not much. And they did socialize with us much. But they were up to themselves in these way away places, you know, and trying to convert them. But they didn't make a dent. They were there years and years, but they didn't make a dent. And when the Chinese got the upper hand, you know, it disappeared. You don't find any missionaries in China now, do you?
Mm. Not that I know.
Well, I'll write you a few things and that.